The Wolf and the Dog. A prowling wolf whose shaggy skin, so strict the watch of dogs had been, hid little but his bones, once met a mastiff dog astray. A prouder, fatter, sleeker tray no human mortal owns. Sir Wolf, in famished plight, would fain have made a ration upon his fat relation, but then he first must fight. And well the dog seemed able to save from wolfish table his carcass snug and tight. So then in civil conversation the wolf expressed his admiration of Tray's fine case. Said Tray politely, "Yourself, good sir, may be as slightly. Quit but the woods, advised by me. For all your fellows here, I see, are shabby wretches, lean and gaunt, belike to die of haggard want. With such a pack, of course, it follows, one fights for every bit he swallows. Come then with me and share on equal terms our princely fare. But what with you has one to do?" inquires the wolf. "Light work indeed," replies the dog. "You only need to bark a little now and then, to chase off duns and beggar men, to fawn on friends that come or go forth, your master please, and so forth. For which you have to eat all sorts of well-cooked meat, cold pullets, pigeons, savoury messes, besides unnumbered fond caresses." The wolf, by force of appetite, accepts the terms outright, tears glistening in his eyes. But faring on, he spies a galled spot on the mastiff's neck. "What's that?" he cries. "Oh, nothing but a speck." "A speck? Aye, aye, 'tis not enough to pain me. Perhaps the collar's mark by which they chain me." "Chain? Chain you? What? Run you not, then? Just where you please and when?" "Not always, sir. But what of that? Enough for me to spoil your fat. It ought to be a precious price which could to servile chains entice. For me, I'll shun them while I've wit." So ran Sir Wolf, and runneth yet. Thank you.